Today's daf is Zvachim Kuf Tes Vav, Kuf Yud Dalid, about 6-7 lines up from the bottom, Omer Rebbe Chilkia. So we're going to be talking now about the status. What if you shechted a korban? Is mechusar zman? You did it shelo lishma. Says Omer Rebbe Chilkia Rav Tuvi, lo shon el lishma. What we've been talking about, it was only in terms of you did an osham, which was done outside of the Azara, but you did it lishmo for the right reasons. Aval shalo lishmo, but if you did it outside of the Azara, right, but not for the sake of an osham, but for a different korban, then you're chayiv in that case. Why? So he explains. You're chayiv for doing it outside of the Azara. However, roy lishalo lishmo bifnim, because it could have been used for a shlo lishmo inside of the azara as a chatas, right? I'm sorry, as an osham, right? So therefore, that's good. That was back in on back on daf beis. So yehochi, 1 second. If it's true that you shechted an osham, right, lishmo nami nichayev, and if you did it even when it was done lishmo, you should be chayev for doing it outside of the azar, right? However, roy lishlo lishmo b'fnim, because same thing, you could have brought it for its own for a different korban inside of the azar. So it's no. By an osham that was done outside of the azara, right? So bo'e akira, you have to be oikirit status. In other words, you'd have to have in mind that you befavorously want this to count for a different korban. So it had a status. It was an osham, and if you didn't oikirit, then it's not considered to be roy to be brought inside. So maski for Rav Huna. So Rav Huna asks a kasha on Rav Chilkia's din. Is that really true? That you could have something that would not be kosher was done lishmo, but it would be kosher if you did it shelo lishmo, right? What's this, velo? Wait a second, it's not. He's saying, hurry, you have a din on the top of Amud Aleph. Pesach b'shar yemois hashana. You have the din of a korban Pesach through the rest of the days of the year. Now, you didn't do it on Erev Pesach, right, after Chatzos. So the Rambam brings here in Psulim Mukdoshin, in Perik Tes Vav, Halach Yirav. This is a Pesach Shachdu b'machsheves Shinui Hashem, Bein Sheshina Shemo L'Shem Zevach Acher, Bein Sheshina Hu L'Shem Chulin Posel, Shneemar V'amartim Zevach Pesach Hu Hashem, Bamed V'armurim K'Sheshachdu b'Zmano. That's when he did the Zman. Shelo, Shehu, Yom Arba Aser B'Nisan, on Erev, the 14th of Nisan, Afilu Shachdu b'Shachris b'machsheves Shinui Hashem Posel. Aval im shachru shelo bizmano b'machsheves shelo bizmano kosher, right? That's what you see from here. Shelo l'shem balov anase kemi she'ein lo balim bizmano uposel. But you see, the Gemara says you do see a riot from here in the case of a korban Pesach, right? De'ein, get back to the Gemara. De'ein a kosher lishmo v'kosher shelo lishmo. So yeah, that's what this is. Rav Huna's kasha. So Pesach rishayim osher shana shlomim ninhu. And it says, no, if you have a korban Pesach, it's like a shlom, but it's not a Pesach. That's not shlom. It changed its status. It's like its default value. Salema Masayale. So let's say that we have a raya for Chilkia. Yochel she'ena moitzi af olos mechusar zman bebailim. I would have thought that you could be moitzi, you could exclude from the category of those that you're chayef for doing the shechita outside, right? If you did an ola, but it wasn't not yet, it was too early, it was mechusar zman. Ve'oshem nozir, ve'oshem metzora, right? And you did the korban oshem from the nozir or from a what's it called, the metzora, right? I mean, you brought it too early. So Talmud Lomer, tell me this is not included. Shor mikol mokom, kesev mikol mokom, eiz mikol mokom. So a shor is an ox in any case, a kesev is the lamb in any case, or an aiz is a goat in any case, that you are chayef for doing these outside of the azora. However, v'ilu chatas shaira, but a chatas was not mentioned in the brisa that says in the case you're chayef for this, right? So the Rambam has to work it out now. So my askinon, so what's the case we're talking about? Ilema is always going to reject the answer. Elaine, if you can tell me that it's bizmano that you're bringing this osham was in the right time, samat yiri osham. So why do you have to say specifically you're talking about an osham? Avil chatas nami. The same would be true if you're bringing a chatas outside of the azara. So el shlo bizmano. So then you have to come on and say that no, must be we're talking about this osham, but it was too early, right? The nazir or the mitzora brought it when it was not yet the right zman, mechusar zman. So what are we talking about? It's Elaine lishmo. I'm telling you, bringing this for the sake of that korban. So asham am I chayiv? Why are you chayiv for bringing the asham that was outside of the azara? It's not roy. It's el alav. You have to say the Bryce is talking about shlo lishmo. It's talking where you didn't do it, and the Bryce says that you're chayiv. So that sounds like chilkia. So Mora says no. La oilam bisman of shlo lishmo. The case is, you're talking about what you did, the Asham. It was done outside of the Azor. It was Bizmano. It was the right time, but it was Shalo Lishmo, right? So to speak that, you have an Asham or Chattas that it wasn't done Shalo Lishmo. So, you know, ostensibly you say it should be possible. But the Bryce over here says, no, you're Chai for that if you did it outside. Why? So let's speak it out. Let's say you had this behemoth over here, right? And you wanted to bring it as a korban, but it was done outside the zara, just stam, right? So then that would have been fit. You could have done it there. So now, when it comes the right time for it, it's outside, it's still roy. So only after you did the shechita as a different korban, then you were oikir, its original category, its original status. So now it becomes no good for bringing a korban. That's what Rashi explains. For Rebbe Eliezer, this Bryce is going according to the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar Makshinan Oshem Lechatas, because he holds that we make a hekesh between an Oshem and the Chatas, and therefore they have the same status in Halacham. So it comes out, if you have an Oshem that was done Shlo Lishmo, right? So then it would come out. You also think that you did a Chatas Shlo Lishmo, you'd be Potter because it's not Roy? No. Therefore, you tell me that you're Chayiv for this as well. Utna Tofel, so meaning our Brisa taught the Tofel, that's the Oshem, right? Because in this context, it's the secondary one. For Hu Hadin, but the same Halacha will be true by the Chatas, right? Hu Hadin Iker, that's the same thing by that. So in this case, if you shechted it outside of the Azora, you're Shlo Lishma, you are Chayiv, right? That's what we're saying up till now. So Tashma. Yochel shani mar beolos olas mechusar zman begufa vechatas bein begufa bein bebailim. So I would think like this. Trying to bring a raya for a chilkia. I would be chay for an ola, even if it wasn't the right time, right? But if it's begufa means it's like there's something wrong in inherently. It hasn't yet, you know, it's not 8 days old. Vechatas, but a chatas, I would think to be no good whether it's begufa being bebaili, meaning whether the behem itself is no good or because the baal, the owner is no good. So tamalo, but in other words, to correct this and not to make that assumption, the pasuk says ve'el pesach o moed, right? You bring to the opening of the o moed. Kol she'ein a royal of all the Pesach or Moed, anything that's not fit to be brought to the Oil Moed, ein chayav alehim. You are not chayav for doing it outside of the Azorah. For ilu Oshem, shayver. But the Oshem is not mentioned by this Tana. So what's the implication? We can be medayik that no, that if you did shecht an Oshem outside of the Azorah, you would be chayav. Someone asks, Mayaskinon, what are we talking about? Right? If you tell me the price is talking in the case where you did a chatas, that it wasn't the right zman, and you did outside, se'ilim lishmo, you did this for its own sake, right? The right time. So an ashanami liftere. So then the asham, you should also be potter if it wasn't the right time, right? El alav, it must be shalo lishmo. Must be talking about a case where it was not done for its own sake, for the right korban. So in this case, you'd be potter for shechting outside of the Azorah, because it's as if you did shechted inside of the Azorah, but you didn't do it for its right thing, it's possible, right? But by the case of where it comes of an Oshem, right, and it was not yet, it was mechusar zman, you'd be chayiv because it's roy. So this fits with the opinion of Rabbi Chilkia. So la'olam shalolishmuk, really no. The Gemara tells us the Braisa is talking about a case where he did the chatas, but it was not the right time, and it was not for the sake of it. Shalolishmuk, Rabbi Eliezer he, and you're still going to be chayev because we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, to makish oshem lechatas, because he makes the hekesh, he compares the oshem and the chatas, and if you, what's it called? If you shechted the chatas, your potter, so the ton of our Braisa admitted, right? Tana Iker, Vecholshkin Tofel. He's just taking the main one. What's the Iker? The Iker is the Chatas, right? That's the main reason why you're going to be chayav for shechting it, not for the right sake of the korban, and then kal v'chomer kol shekein latofil for the asham as well. So tashma, v'chi asar Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, tana debe Rebbe Livoy, he daughter of a brayser from Livoy. So okay, I'm going to exclude the case of the ola where it's baal is not the right time, right? Because they haven't waited long enough. The oshim of the nozir and the oshim of the mitzvah minayin. How do I know the those also? Right, so the nasiv luhu tamuda lechiyuva. They had a raya. They derived it out that you're going to be chayiv. V'lo yadana mahi. But I don't know where they learned this out from. So Gemara asks, explains my tamuda. What's this? What's the limud that they learned out? So Amar Avinu shor mikol makom, kesev mikol makom, eiz mikol makom, which we saw earlier. When it says shor, in any case, kesev a lamb, any case, the eiz in any case. So this is a raya for Rav Chilkiah, because the Brayis is discussing an asham where it was mechusar zman. And it was shechet shlo lishma, and it goes against Rav Huna. So it says, one second. My Rumia, what kind of kash is this, right? Kedamart, you could just answer it up the way you did beforehand. Just tell me, like you said beforehand. The Bryce is talking in a case of an Asham that was shechted, but it wasn't done, it was done shlo lishma, right? And it's going like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Omer of Nachmin Mishum Durame Detane Debe Rabbi Livoy Adetani Levi, right? We have a steer between the Brice from this Rabbi Levoy, and we have a steer from the Brice of Levi. Oshem Nazir v'Oshem Mitzvah Sheshachron Shelo Lishman Kasherin. If you check them Shelo Lishman, they're kosher. Velo Alav B'Bayil Mishum Choyve, but they're not going to count. And it's a good korban. It's not ruined, but it's not going to count for the chiyah that they had to bring. Shachaton Mechusar Zman B'Bayilin. If you check them a case where the owner himself was not the amount of right amount of time. Oh, shahay b'nei shtei shanim v'shachna, or they were 2 years old, right? Not in the first year. Then the psul in those cases, because it's possible, and therefore, since it's possible, if you would shech these b'shchutei chutz, you would be potter. So that's against the brice that we saw from Rabbi Levoy. So Meshan Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi answers up. No, not going to be a problem. Lo kasha, right? It's not going to be a kasha. Kan, here, the Bryce that says that if you shechted it outside of the Azorah, you're potter. That's a case where the behema was not yet trying, but it was lishmo. You did it for that reason. However, Kan, over there in the Bryce, which is talking to the case that you are chayev, that's shlo lishmo. That's where you did it not for the sake of that korban. Rav Ashi Rami Masnis in the Braises. Rav Ashi pointed out a contradiction, right? Ram means to lift up. In English, we talk that way, right? We say to raise a contradiction. So Rami Masnis in the Braises. He pointed out as a contradiction, as a steer between the Mishnah and the Braises. Umeshane kan lishmo, v'kan shlo lishmo. And he gave this similar teretz that the Mishnah was talking about a case where you did it lishmo, and the Brisa was a case where you did it shelo lishmo, and that would be now working again within the shita of Rabbi Chilkiah. So leime tahavi tuyufta de Rav Huna. So if we have all these riyas Rabbi Chilkiah, so then we should slug up Rav Huna, because again Rav Huna held that if you shechted an asham was mechusar zman, you did shalosh, you're potter for this, but here we're seeing your chayv. So omul lecha Rabbi Huna, Rav Huna will answer back to you. No, hachav mayaskinen, what are we talking about? Kigon shehifrish shtei ashamos lachrayas. Now you separated two ashamos as an achrayas, like as a guarantee. So you're going to be mechapa through one of them. If the first one gets lost, so use the second one, right? But before the right time came, you did one of them as an ola rather than as an asham. So in that case, you're going to be chayev for shechting it outside of the azara. That'd be the same thing if you did an asham outside of the an ola outside of the azara, right? Why? Dechad minayhu meikara olahi, because one of them, right, the one that's not going to be used, is going to be an ola meikara from the beginning. Okay, Amud Beis, Kid Rav Huna, Amar Rav, right? This is like what Rav Huna Rav said to Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Oshem Shenitak L'Re'iya. If he had an Oshem that you sent it out to go graze in the field, so that it would get a blemish, it'll become a balmum, and then ushchato stam, you just shechted it stam without saying why you're doing this. In that case, it's kashal ola. It works as an ola. So that's a raya for how Rav Huna would answer up. Same thing over here. Next, now we're discussing what things are pasul for the haktara. Okay, so the Mishnah said hamale mi boser chatas, right? If you brought up the meat of the chatas, tan rabbanim we learned in a brisa, minayin lemale mi boser chatas mi boser osham mi boser kodesh kadoshim mi boser kodeshim kalim mi moisar haoimir ushtei halechem velechem aponim mishari menachos shepoter. How do we know in all these cases that you are not going to be chayav for these, because all these things are eaten by the kohanim and they're not brought on the mizbeach? So Talmud Lomer, you learn this all out from Ola. It's going to be a binyanav ma Ola shehi ru'il ha'ola, just like the Ola is something that is brought up on the mizbeach. Afkol shiru'il ha'ola, everything else that is fit to be brought up, that's what's included in the iser. But everything else, as mentioned in the brisa, they're not brought on the altar, they're not brought on the mizbeach. So therefore, you give those to kohanim, and therefore there's going to be no iser. Minayin sha'af hayotzek, even a person who would pour the shemen onto the mincha, v'habolel, the person who mixes the shemen into the mincha, v'haposeis, the guy who breaks up the loaves, v'hamaleich, the one who salts it, v'hamenif, the one who's waving the mincha, hamagish, the one who brings it to the corner of the mizbeach, v'hamesader, hashulchan, the one who arranges it on the shulchan, right, v'hameti v'saneros, the one who fixes the neros, takes out the ashes, v'hakoymi, the one who gathers up the thing, v'hamakabel, v'chutz, the one who collects the dam. And he did it outside. How do you know all these cases shapater, right? So Talmud Lomer Asher Yala Ola Ozavach, right? Because the pasuk says that it's like an Ola, a korban, or a sacrifice, a zevach. Ma ha'alo o shehi gemar avoide. So just like the ha'alo, the putting it up is the end, it's the gemar, the finishing, the conclusion, the last stage of the avoda. Sa afko shehu gemar avoide. So anything else that's the last final stage of an avoida is included in the prohibition. But all these other things are excluded because there's other things, there are other avodas that you do after all these things. So since that's not the end, it's not the gemar, therefore it's not included in the prohibition. Okay, now the gemara is going to discuss different the avoda that was done before the Mishkan was set up. It connects to this week's parasha and Parashas Rei. And also we have the famous Agada to the famous drashas, the Rashi quotes in Shmini about the death of Nadav and Avihu. So we're probably more familiar with them from being Marba Sedra every year than we are from the Gemara and Zvachim on Kuf Tezvav. But here it is. Okay, so says the Mishnah, Ad Shalohukam HaMishkan, right? Up until the Mishkan was set up, so you're allowed to use bomas, right? And the Bechor was the one who did the Avoda. So Yosef Rav Huna Bar Rav Ketina Kaimi de Rav Chizda, the Kakari. He was sitting in front of him and he was reading the pasuk talking about in Mishpatim. Vayishlach es Na'are b'nei Yisrael. They sent the Na'are, the young men of the b'nei Yisrael, and they were one who makir the korbanos, the olos, the shlamim. Right. So these are the bechorim. So Amr le Hachi Amr Rav Asi Korvu Upfasku. The way Rav Asi said that they brought the korban and then they stopped. I mean, that was the only day they did it. But after that, the Bechor no longer was doing the Avoida. So, Sava la'osuve mimas nisen. So, Huna thought, I can make a stira here from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that the Bechorim were the ones who did the Avoida not only on that day itself, but until the Mishkan was set up, right? Meaning 1 year later. So, Shame de Ka'omer Mishmei de Rav Ada bar Ahava. And meanwhile, he heard Rav Chizda say over the name of Rav Adar Ava that the Ol Shehigrivu Yisrael b'Midbar Eina Tuun Hefshev Nituach, that the korbanos that they were brought in the Midbar did not require Hefshev. They didn't take it off. They didn't flay the skin. The Nituach is cutting up into pieces, right? So Osve Brisa de Shavia Bechuluhu. So then he was going to ask on the Brisa for both of them, meaning Rav Huna's going to ask a kasha on both of Rav Chizda's statements. It's just Agav from the Sefer Biri Chassidus, L'shas, so they bring the Shem Yishmu and Parshas Bo. They bring down here that why was it that that Ola didn't require the Hefshit and the Tuach? So it says the Shem Yishmu, the Saga Jover says, he siluk ha-psolas. That's like removing the psolas, the waste, the stuff you don't need. Yisrael b'midbar, when the Klal Yisrael were in the midbar, says the Shem Yishmul, hay b'madrega gvol kol kach, we're on such an unbelievably high level, ad shepesolas lo ha-yochel hashpia lehem klal, that we weren't affected by the pesolas, we didn't have to get rid of them. L'didahu, ha-korban ha-yochel lios b'li siluk ha-pesolas. So therefore, they didn't have to do it. It's like, you didn't have to get rid of these things, it was good to go beforehand. Okay, but what do you see from here? You see that there is a contradiction. So, Tanya Achlo Hukam Hamishkan Habamos Mutoros Vavod Bechoros, that the Avoda was done by the firstborns. Interesting. Rabbi Razdan once pointed out why we call it Makas Bechoros with Tainus Bechorim. Right? He had a whole interesting idea about that, but not for now. V'hakol k'sherim l'hakriv behema chai v'of, and everybody was allowed to be makriv a behema, which is a domesticated animal. A chai is a wild animal, and an of is the bird. Zuchar menekevos, right? Men, women, tamimim, males and females, I'm sorry. Tamimim balimumin, right? There was a tam, whether it was a balmum, tahorim, the kosher animals, avalo tamim, but they couldn't bring non-kosher korbonos. Va'akol korvu olos. Right? Everyone's allowed to bring olos. Va'ola shehikrivu Yisrael b'midbar tu'un hefshev nituach. Right? But the olos that were brought did require the hefshev, the flaying them, and then the nituach cutting up. The goyim bisman hazeh rishoyim lasleis kain, and nowadays the goyim are allowed to bring korbanos on a bama, right? So the Braisa says befeirish that until the Mishkan was set up, that the bechoros did the avoida, right? And you see that also that's the first kasha, and the second kasha was the required to have shaded v'nituach. So tanahi, so Chizal say back. Just in regards to this, whether the Bechor did the Avod or not, that's really a machloikis tenoim de Tanya. The Gam HaKohanim HaNigashim El Hashem Yis Kadoshu. The Kohanim coming close should be Makadish themselves, right? You know, they should separate themselves and don't come close to the Tahar Sinai, because this is going to be, they're going to be bringing the Korbanos. Rebbe Shua ben Korcha Oimer Zu Precious Bechoros. That was the Bechoros should separate themselves. Rebbe Oimer Zu Precious not of Avihu. This is not of an Avihu, and they were the Kohanim. So how you learn who's being addressed to? Is it the Bechorim being addressed, or is it not of an Avihu? That makes a difference now as to Machlokas Tanoim, as to who actually did the Avoda. Someone speaks it out. Bish, Lame of the Manda Omer, Zu Precious, not of Avihu. I understand, I have no problem if you're going to explain the Sheet of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, who's saying that this is talking about not of an Avihu. Haindech Ziv, that's what the Pasuk says. Hu Asher Diber Hashem Lemor Bekroiv Ekadesh. This is what Moshe says to Aaron, the people who are close to me, I'm going to be sanctified through them. Right, Vidum Aaron, as the Pasuk says, the Aaron was quiet. So Nadav and Avihu had already been warned, don't come close, you won't get punished. Ella Lamandom is Precious Bechoros. But if you're going to tell me that this is Rabbi Shuman Korcha, right, that the Hishita that is referring to the firstborn, so Hecha Remiza. So where was there a remez that the fact that Hashem is going to be, there's a Kiddush Hashem that's going to happen through Nov and Avihu? Dechsiv v'no adati sham livnei Yisrael v'nikdash b'chvoidi. I'll meet there with the Bnei Yisrael, and I'll be nikdash, I'll be sanctified b'chvodi, my glory. Al tikre b'chvodi, don't read it as my glory, ela b'mechubadai, with my honored ones. Meaning there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem when Hashem reveals himself in the Mishkan. So Dover Zel Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. This is what Hashem said to Moshe. V'lo yada'o ad shemesu b'nei Aaron. But Moshe didn't understand the meaning of it until the children of Aaron died, not of an Aviyu. V'kevan shemesu b'nei Aaron Amar lo Aaron achi. Aaron, my brothers, Moshe speaking. Lo mesu banecha el hakdish shemo shel hakadosh baruch hu. Your children only died to make a kiddush Hashem. Kevin sheyada Aaron shebonav yedue makom heim. When Aaron knew that his sons were yedue, were literally beloved by Hashem. Shasak v'kibol schar. He was quiet and he received schar shneemar vayidoim Aaron. Aaron was silent. Some explain, the Farshim explain, that we know that there are four different levels of existence, right? That there's domain, which is inanimate things like a table, a chair. There's someach, which is the vegetable kingdom. Then there is the behema, the animal kingdom. Then there's the medaber, the one who speak. According to Kuzar, it's even a fifth level, that there is a Yisrael, which is a higher level. So they explain that Vayidom Aaron, the Aaron was son, he made himself like Domain. He made himself down like the lowest level of existence. That's how much he was Makaba, what Hashem had done. V'chein David hu Omer, you're seeing a similar idea about about being quiet by David. Dom l'Hashem l'his cholelo. Be quiet and wait patiently for him. Even though he's striking down many around you, don't complain. At shtoik, you should be, don't speak. Shlomo, who Amar, Shlomo, he's having a similar idea as well. Eis lecha shois, the eis lidaber. There's a time to speak, and there's a time, really, you have to be quiet, and there's a time to speak. Pa'amim sheshoseg mekabel schar al shtika. There's times that one is quiet and receives schar for that. Pa'amim medaber mekabel schar al hadibur. And there's times one speaks and in fact gets rewarded for the dibur. Hayni d'omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, omer Rabbi Yochanan. This is what he said. Man dechsiv nora elokim mimikdoshecho. Hashem is Nora is awesome from his holy places. I'll take Rabbi Mikdashecha. Don't read his holy places. El Mimikudashecha. From your holy ones. Beshasha Ose HaKadosh Baruch Hu Din Bekadoshav. When Hashem carries out a strict din with his holy ones, three things. Mis Yare, he's feared. Umis Allah, he's exalted. Umis Halel, and he becomes praised. So what are these three things? What are these three things? So the Ben Yehoyada brings down why Bedafka these three. A second. We have it here. Says the Ben Yehoyada a little bit of a deep idea. He says, but nearly besat the Shemaya, Yadua kol din v'oinesh ye al yedei shem adnos. Aleph, dalid, nun, yud. Shehu osios dina, dalid, Yud Nun Aleph, right? You just arrange the names of the Shem Hashem and it becomes Dina. Ach Os Aleph Hu Rachamim. But the name, the letter Aleph is a letter that represents Rachamim, compassion. Rak Os Yos Din Deshem Adnus Heim Poilim Dina. It's only the three letters, the Dalad, the Yud, and the Nun of Hashem's name that do it, because the Aleph is Rachamim, so the Din is those three. Vezeh Shamar Ose din b'mikroshav, din daikets, b'davka, it's a din that happens. Mis yare, mis ale, mis kales, k'neged gimel osios din. So the three things that the Gemara said happened as a result of this, that the mis yare, that the people are feared, mis ale, the people becomes elevated, and mis ale becomes praised, it happens through these three letters. Oh, he has different pshat, he says, mis yare mitzad ha-machshava, that the fear is in the realm of machshava, or mis ale, and the fact that Hashem is elevated, that is mitzad ha-maisa, that's to the action, or mis kales, and he's praised, mitzad ha-dibur, that those are the three ways that the neshama reveals itself, those are levushim, the machshava, dibur, and maisa. So all three things happen when Hashem carries out a din. That's what the Ben Yehoyada is talking about, and that's a remez in the name of Adnos, which is midas ha-din, as opposed to opposed to Havaya, which is Midas Rachamim. Okay, but what? Nevertheless, I'll call upon him. You see, what was the whole point? This Gemara says there's no real steer between the Braisa, which said that the Bechorim were the ones who did the Avoida before the Mishkan was set up, because really, to Machlokas Tanoim. Se'el Kasha Ola. But the second Kash was about the Ola, is that whether or not they did the Nituach, the Hefshin Nituach, yes or no, so trait to Noahi. That's also Machloik is to Noahim to Tanya. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Klolos Nemru B'Sinai. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the general Klolim, the overall principles, those were given at Har Sinai, right? Upratos, but the Pratim, the details, the specific ones, those were given Ba'ohel Moed. So that was included in the halacha that the Ola has to be they do a hefshed and a nituach to it, so therefore it couldn't have been in effect before the Mishkan was set up. However, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Klal, Supratos, Nemo, Messina. Rabbi Kiva says both the Klalim and the Pratim were set over at Har Sinai, v'nishnu ba'amoid, and was taught a second time in the Amoid, v'nishtal shu, and a third time ba'arvos Moav, and a third time in Arvos Moav, right? So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, this halacha of the Hevshin Nituach was in effect when the Torah was given, even before the Mishkan was set up. So this machloik, the stira, was really a machloik between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, we'll stop here for today.